This goes to Scott Kastning, Kastning, PAC, fax 989-842-1110, regarding Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L, Stahl, S-T-A-H-L, date of birth 9/5/1947. Dear Scott, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Stahl with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, proteinuria, and hypertension. His last visit was May 20th of this year. He's going to have a colonoscopy done in December. It's been 10 years, he reports. He's having no other symptoms. He did have to get an EKG and cardiac clearance, and that's already been done, and his EKG was stable. And he's had no other hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit, and his weight is stable. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, dyspnea, or cough. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema. Medications, I want to highlight low-dose lisinopril, 2.5 milligram daily, terazosin, 2 milligram at bedtime, isosorbide, 30 milligram daily, Pravacol, and Plavix, low-dose aspirin also. Physical exam, weight 166 pounds, pulse 57, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 114 over 60. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, no ascites, no edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done August 12th of 2024. He's due to get more this month. Creatinine was improved at 1.91. Estimated GFR is 36. Albumin 3.9. Calcium 9.7. Sodium 135. Potassium 4.9. Carbon dioxide 25. Phosphorus 2.7. Hemoglobin 12.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1. Stage 3B. Chronic kidney disease with stable and improved, slightly improved creatinine levels. We will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension well controlled. 3, proteinuria on low-dose lisinopril. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.